I know the DJ.
Do you?
You gotta 90s baby, stand up. You're coming back because I'm blowing in it. Pause. I take my craft serious.
Get the hell out of here. I don't owe you shit.
Welcome to episode 92 of But I Know the DJ, the original New England podcast discussing all things DJing, music, nightlife, business, and pop culture. To the unfiltered opinions of host Snacks.
Give me Snacks, baby.
DJ's Fingers.
Yeah.
And Cammy V, who is an hour late.
What the fuck is he doing?
This shit pisses me off. And guys, we're being real. He's still not. It's we have a time that we meet. An hour after that is the time now. And he's still not here. And we're like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, I got
shit
to
do. That's what we gotta do. So yeah, when he shows up, he'll show up. So thanks, Cammy, for being so fucking late, fucking jerking off all fucking day. But so for now, you have the heavyweights,
you know what I mean?
Snacks and Fingers holding it down for now. A lot to talk about, honestly. A lot going on, which, you know, it brings a fire in my blood again. The hip hop, media. There's so much shit going on. Music,
everywhere you fucking turn, there's albums. Something there, bro, and it's great.
And this is what hip hop needs.
Yes, thank you, Kendrick.
Thank you, Ken. Yeah, honestly, like, so obviously we're talking about, the new Metro album and the diss and Drake.
It's been out for what, 2 weeks now?
At this point, yeah.
It's now the this track right here, which is the premiere track of the album, is like, number one.
Yeah, the big record.
Number one on Billboard.
Which, great song. I don't think it's Metro's best song. I don't think it's
Future's best song. I don't think so. I think it definitely did what it's supposed to do.
A lot of people are talking about the sample, which the sample is really, really cool. But I think people are kind of sucking, like the chops aren't crazy.
No, they're not.
You know, I do want to play the what it does sample. So this it samples,
which is not much of a difference.
It's not. Everlasting Bass, Rodney O and Joe Cooley.
Yeah.
Which, and this alone is a
iconic stable, right?
If you know, you know. And so right from the beginning, it has a doo doo. It's just a different key, it seems like, and.
Oh, look who's disturbing the pod.
Is Cammy calling?
Look who's disturbing the pod right here.
Is he outside? Is that what it is?
He's definitely outside. Let me see.
Answer and put it on the mic. Put it on the mic.
Yeah, you fuck ass.
Puppy, I'm home.
Where are you?
Back door.
Dude, we left.
Oh, yeah, you left?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at you through the window.
Cammy V's in the motherfucking building, guys.
Yo. Why did he call you and not me?
I don't know. Shit, it just feels uncomfortable.
What the fuck?
Wow. We got to talk about that. You guys have more of a relationship than me.
Why did he call you and not... You know what?
White boy. Why did you call him and not me? I mean,
Why'd you call him and not me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we fucking started. You're an hour late. You're an hour late.
I show up on...
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Put the headphones on.
Get in the fucking chair.
Put the headphones on.
What are you saying over here?
We're 3 minutes in. We just fucking started.
We just started. We waited.
We decided to wait an hour and 5 minutes before we started.
Dude, I texted you guys. Yeah, I'm on the way.
Yeah, 20 minutes ago.
Dude, that's insane.
Why are you so late?
Doesn't matter.
Let him know why you're late.
Why are you late?
Dude, it doesn't matter. I was on the phone. Why?
Is everything okay? Are you good?
Yeah, we're good. Is this good? What's up with this?
Yeah, bro.
You're on, bro.
This sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Does it? You need more volume?
Yes. Which one's mine?
I think you're number two, right? No, you're not.
We're recording lower to get
number,
so, you're
number
so we don't
you're
distort.
Number four. You're number four. You're number four.
We're trying not to distort.
DJ Cammy V.
Welcome to the show, DJ Cammy V, the Italian Stallion.
We here, baby. On time.
Only an hour late. Bro, I'm gonna be honest, bro. I got shit to do. Gotta get shit popping.
We all got shit to do.
Why'd you call him and not me?
We're really gonna unpackage this?
Yeah, because you got.
Do we have issues?
He found some other way,
bro. We're good.
Because I checked my. I was like, oh, maybe I got a missed call.
No.
But you called Fingers before me?
Well, low key. And again, this also didn't play into the decision, but. Fingers was the last person to call me, so I just, like, hit the... It was just easier to call Fingers.
Quick question before we move forward.
Yeah.
Did you see? Did you see the our argument today? No.
Yeah, I got nervous. So low key. so all right.
I was wondering.
Let's unpackage this a little bit. I was actually in the parking lot for about like 5-10 minutes talking to my mom on the phone, just catching up. And so I haven't talked to her in a few days.
Shout out Mama V.
So talking to Mama V, and I was like, you know what? If there's ever a day for me to kind of like stroll in at the last minute, today would be the day. I'm like, I don't want to be there for when this fucking conversation goes down.
So Fingers and I got in a pretty good argument earlier today. And you know, listen, we're both Sagittarius men. We're both heavyweight dudes. We're big titans. You know what I mean? And when you have, what do they say? Fuck, an unstoppable force meeting an immovable object, you get chaos.
Read it from there down.
No, don't read it. No, don't read it.
From there I already lifted.
No, don't.
I'm sitting here.
No, Fingers. Do not read it.
Bro, you guys.
It was bad, though.
You guys are going in, and I'm sitting in the background like this.
A bunch of F-bombs and vaginas.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was bad. It was bad. But no, but
I can't believe you guys started the fucking show without me. That's
I can't believe you called him first.
Yeah, man.
I
mean, I appreciate that, bro. I love you.
Love you.
Want some smoke?
Yeah, thank you.
See, that's why. It's because you guys are fucking nicotine addicts.
Hookah brothers.
Well, me and him almost had a Drake and Kendrick moment today.
Yeah, speaking of which, back to the show. And,
dude.
When an unstoppable force.
So, hold on. So, song of the summer.
Meets an immovable object.
Song of the summer. Between this and Fisher. These two, I think.
Wait, this and what?
Fisher.
What Fisher song is going to be the song of the summer?
No, no, not Fisher, the artist. The song Fisher with like three
R's. Oh my God. I am so lost. Okay. Maybe.
You think so?
I think Bent will still make it over.
Over these two? No, I don't think so.
Just, I mean, I if Bent is still popping in the summer, it's just such a... And then he got me, man. Yeah. Like that in the summer at the day party will be fucking crazy. But, yeah. But I think it might be already had its run.
It came out pretty. It's been a month.
It's been a few months. So it might fizzle out by then.
But let's talk about this now. Did Kendrick? I think Kendrick choosing this type of style beat, this type of song, knowing what it might do.
You think he chose it?
Listen, Drake can't escape this. This is going to be everywhere.
I do think
and
he chose
anywhere. This is like a back to back part two. And it's not not saying it's the full song, it's a verse, but everyone's going to that verse. This is the first time that I've heard a song where, like, I'm at Bodega, and I'm like, yo, and I'm playing a song the last time I was there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yo, should I let it keep going? Let it go, Kendrick.
I skipped to the Kendrick verse.
They want to hear, they don't care. They want to hear from the future to the Kendrick, and that's long. That's almost 2 minutes.
I drop it, and then I just go straight to the Kendrick verse.
Get it, bro.
Yeah, so like this is kind of like a back-to-back moment where like Drake can't run from this. Drake has to respond.
Okay. Drake though?
That's also
good. All right. But I say
he does both of them pretty not equally. But he does both very visibly.
Kendrick Cole kind of caught a stray. Cole caught a stray because he's there, he's buddy buddy with him, and I feel like him and Cole kind of had have more of a rapport than him and Drake do. I think him and Drake have been going tit for tat more than what Kendrick and Cole have been going at it. And I think Cole just caught a stray. I think Cole's gonna go at him, but Cole has a disadvantage because I feel like Cole can't really go in on Kendrick because they're not really beefing each other. Is that me?
No.
No, it's the only people that can bypass your the D&D is my family, and my sister wants to fucking ignite the group chat. So
do you want to go to the parking lot? Take 10 minutes.
No.
So that's why I think where like Kendrick Cole has kind of a disadvantage because they're not really mad at each other.
Yo, there was a point in time too when remember the rumors that Kendrick and Cole had like a project.
Yeah.
So like they, you know what I mean?
Let's
not like there was. There,
thanks to Billboard, we do have a nice timeline of the history between Drake and Kendrick. So let's just stroll down memory lane real quick. Starting from November 2011, Kendrick Lamar featured on Take Care.
Yep.
You know, way back when.
It was just like the background interlude.
It was a Buried Alive interlude. So, you know, showing love. Getting
still impactful.
Yep.
You know, February 2012, Drake invites Kendrick Lamar to open on Club Paradise Tour. They toured together at a point in time. Mind you, back in 2012, both young cats in the game. You know, but at the, but
was wait, that
way back when, though, it was Drake, Cole, and Wale.
Yeah, Drake was the
Kendrick was a little later by just a couple years.
Yeah.
October 2012, Drake, Kendrick appear on ASAP's fucking Problems and also collaborate on Poetic Justice. 2013, Kendrick Lamar takes aim at Drake and the rap game on Big Sean's Control. So he's done this before.
And people say that Cole thing has never Kendrick has never said. He said Drake's name. He said a lot of people's fucking name. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I don't honestly, like, with the Control verse too, like, if the underlying message of it was like, dude, I got love for everybody, but like, this is hip hop, so I am trying to prove that I am the best. I'm coming at everybody. Yeah. I don't care who you are. Like, I'm just out here saying I am the best.
Back in October 2013, Kendrick Lamar comes at Drake during the BET Hip Hop Awards Cypher. I don't know if you guys, like, are into the Cyphers.
Yeah, right.
They were always my favorite part of the show.
The Control verse put the sensitive rapper back in his pajama
clothes.
Look
at you. Yeah, the exact quote is, nothing's been the same since they dropped Control and tucked a sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes.
Yep.
Ha ha, joke's on you. High five. I'm bulletproof. Your shoots never penetrate. Pin the tail on the donkey boy. You've been a fake. Back in 2013. Yep. December 2013, Drake covers Vibe magazine and says he stood his ground during Kendrick's diss. So he's, again, this is kind of history repeating itself here. 2015 to 2016, subtle shots fired from both sides, but nothing groundbreaking. You know, K-Dot taking a shot on Drake on King Kunta with the ghostwriting allegations. Mm. You know, and again, more back and forth. Now, October 2023. Drake and J. Cole link up for First Person Shooter, where they really show love to Kendrick. They include him on the three-headed monster kind of concept.
Well,
they,
Cole did.
Well, sure, but it's Drake's song. I mean, that deserves a co-sign. I mean, the same energy that when, what was it? When Travis had Drake on his song, dissing Pharrell, how can Travis co-sign that if they're, you know what I mean?
And Cole kind of like put himself in the front by calling himself Muhammad Ali out of the three. So he kind of like was like telling Drake too, hey, I'm still here to battle.
Well, inevitably, I think it's, you know, hey, we can all share the limelight and be here.
That's the
Kumbaya
shit.
But still, I mean, I think even with the three of us, we'll all be like, hey, we're all here, but we'll all bet on ourselves first. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The big three.
March 22nd, 2024. Kendrick goes full attack mode on Future Metro Boomin's Like That. Kendrick didn't hold back when given the baton on Future Metro Boomin's Like That. He fired a clip of shots at both Cole and Drake, most notably the latter. Fuck sneak diss and First Person Shooter. I hope they came with three switches. Motherfuck the big three. It's just big me. And then lastly, more specific to Drake, for all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines. He gonna see Pet Cemetery.
Yes, bring also back the competitive nature in this fucking hip hop shit.
I love it. But also, he also said the Prince outlive Mike Jack too, with like the
Drake's. Yeah. I'm a.
That's kind of. That was a beat.
That was
a
beat.
We're gonna go back to that because what kind of closes where we're at in the timeline is March 25th. 3 days later, Drake seemingly responds to the Kendrick diss at the on his tour, where he says, quoting, a lot of people asking me how I'm feeling. I'm gonna let you know how I'm feeling. Listen, the way I've been feeling, it's the same way I want you to walk out of your feeling tonight about your fucking self. As you know how I'm feeling, I got my fucking head up high, my back straight, my 10 fucking toes down in Florida and anywhere else I go. And I know no matter what, that there's no one else in the world that could ever fuck with me in my life. And that's how I want you to walk out of your
tonight. I waited two weeks, nigga. Where y'all at?
Dude,
yeah, he's on tour. I get it.
At the tour, like his next show, like he performed Enemy, and everyone was like, that had a little bit of spice to it.
Yeah, yeah.
The way he said what you just said right now, he sounded kind of a little emotional. He sounded hurt.
I mean, it's Drake.
So,
and all his friends now, you're talking about Future, you're talking about Ross, you're talking about people like choosing sides now. So it's kind of like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, a lot of people that Drake have worked with, like historically, periodically through his career, like Rick Ross, Metro Boomin, Future, he did a fucking album with. You know what I mean? Like,
produced by Metro.
All seem to, you know, be on one side versus the other. There is a rumor, I don't know if you guys saw it, that Kendrick does have something in the tank ready to roll out.
I heard that. I'm sure he does.
Okay, so of course I just want to say this. With that being said, obviously, and like Chubbs is out here being like, I bet he won't drop it, blah, blah, blah. Let's just circle back to the last hip-hop beef Drake was in. Okay. Pusha T released the song, had some bars for Drake. Drake replied and then got fucking eviscerated with Story of Adidon, right? Now, I think everything right now, it's like, maybe if you're Drake, before I go and respond, let me just bait him enough that he drops his song first just to see what he has on me before I go in with, you know.
Yeah, he kind of did that with Meek. Drake kind of did that with Meek. Kind of like, saw, like, kind of
control
Meek,
with control.
Had Meek put his cards down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Charged up.
And then waited. And then back to back.
Back to back was fucking crazy.
But yeah, but think about it this way. Like, if you, I mean, we could say what we want, but like, let's put it this way. Drake definitely lost in the Pusha T. In the terms of just like the strictly talking about like the whole, you know, him bringing light that he has a kid and everything like that. That's massive. That's a massive blemish, if you want to say it, in hip hop beef, right?
And then for him to go, you know, what he did was, which was the same thing with Control. When Control dropped, he went and did an interview. When this dropped, he went and did two interviews. Oh, I have this here. I should have fucking dropped that. I didn't want to drop. Why would you spare Pusha T? After all that, why would you spare him? I don't think you had anything. And the allegations came out where Pusha T showed proof and showed audio recording of Drake paying $100K to try to get information on Pusha T but couldn't get anything. You know what I'm saying? So I think there wasn't a track. I think that if there was a track, it would have just made him sound weak. I think it wouldn't be nothing where Pusha T would have been like, oh shit, you just took Pusha T down. I think it would have just been like, yo, you just took a solidified L. So without putting it out, it's kind of like a thing like, oh, it was like it was just hung in the air. You can't say I lost. You can't say I didn't. Mm. But in hip hop rules, bro, you didn't drop. You didn't come back at him. Yeah. You lost.
He still has like bars for Pusha T too. Even I forget which record off like the deluxe version of For All the Dogs. Talking like he had some choice words for Pusha T. Just basically
he keeps talking about
empty clips. Oh, it was Wick.
Which we spoke about. I don't want that no more. You had a chance to come at him. You had a chance to go. Right. Stop with the puns and stop with all the no. We don't want that no more. But, and I feel like when he does do this diss record, I don't think it's going to be a full diss record. I don't think it will be a full diss record, Kendrick. I think it'll be a full diss record. At Future. Because Future's whole album is sprinkling disses at Drake. I think it'll be a full diss record to Future and Metro with a few lines dedicated to Kendrick.
That's valid.
So I want to just analyze the disses themselves, right? We kind of went through some of the lines. Well, really, the more the relevant lines. As far as, you know, the history of diss tracks in hip-hop, do you think this was a good diss? Do you think this was a good verse? Do you think
it wasn't the craziest diss, but just because these two dudes, like, it wasn't as crazy as Hit 'Em Up or
I have that loaded, right?
You know what I'm saying?
You want to hear a fucking diss? You want to hear a fucking diss, dude? Come on, man. Fuck your bitch, you fat motherfucker. You know?
Yeah.
Like, let's come
it
on.
It still makes me cringe when I hear this shit.
Come on, man. This is all I was thinking of.
What about first of all, fuck your bitch in the click you claim.
West side when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fuck your wife. We put some bad boys,
niggas fuck for life. Yeah, dude,
like, that's crazy. What about Ether, the Nas and Jay-Z beef? That's, you know.
Yeah, like that's crazy.
Because I'm looking at some of these lines. You know, I think it was lyrical. Like I think, you know, the way he hide the things that he was clearly directly talking about, the first person shooter song, the switches, like, you know, big three, big me. I think some of these were like stretches, maybe.
I'll say this. In 2020, obviously, like the hip hop has definitely evolved throughout the years. Like, because we've had like the East Coast, West Coast, you know, hip hop has evolved and now everybody's working with everybody, right? Like, it almost seems like most people are buddy buddy with everybody.
Yeah, man, he broke
so
up.
as in the year of like 2024, this is like as direct a shot as we probably would get in the
which
game of hip hop.
Especially between those two, which we've wanted right. for. And what the did
biggest,
I say?
Biggest, oh, no, wait. He said it. The
you biggest.
Did say it,
bro. Wait, what the fuck did I say?
You did say it.
What were we talking about?
I don't remember.
I texted the group when this came out.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Thing is called this. I couldn't find the
we
clip.
We were talking about something, and then I'm like, hey, Kendrick is going to hit him directly.
In
Kendrick
the next is couple gonna years. Make it. Yeah.
He didn't say Drake, but he said Drake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. Direct
people say
again.
He said Drake. This no, is the most
question.
Direct.
It's not a question. Yeah, yeah.
Straight up, straight to him. He's like, yo, what's up?
But do you I'm think right wait, think the bars are, like, are really that hard, though? I think the Mike Prince, I think that shit was whack.
You think so? I thought it was kind of sick.
Yeah. No.
I don't think it's
Prince outlived. So first of all, he's calling himself Prince is not better than Michael Jackson. I don't care what anyone says. I think anyone can agree to that.
I don't think he's saying that. I think what he's just saying is like, yo, I think it was just kind of a little jab to be like, yo, you keep comparing yourself to Michael Jackson, but I'm gonna be around longer than you are. That's what he's trying to say. That's what I took from that.
But that's not even true now. Like, his last album, no one talks. His last album wasn't that good.
No,
he's not even relevant. Like,
yeah,
like,
I don't think
in a lot of ways, Drake would be punching down in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I don't think it's that deep. I don't think it's deep to where it's like he's looking at albums and shit. Like, I think he's just looking at the outer surface of it. Now, with this hip hop, with this battle, I'm not looking at sales. I'm not looking at projections. I'm not looking at streams. I'm not looking at none of that fucking shit. I'm looking at bars. I'm looking at rapping.
Yep.
I'm looking at what these dudes can do. And that's what hip hop.
Nope, not Grammys.
That's
not
the
accolades.
Essence of battling.
Yep.
That like is
it.
The essence
yep.
of battling. That's
I like
why
it. I like it.
The shit with Drake and Pusha T, it wasn't because, Drake is the biggest fucking artist. He's not going to really get shut down after that.
Right.
But that's a kick in his armor he's going to wear for the rest of his fucking life and his career. People are always going to remember. I know they're not going back to play that record. Yeah, Drake said, anybody going back to play that record? But this record right here, people are playing this shit up and down the block, in the clubs,
bro,
in the strip clubs.
It is a banger.
That is the difference. That is a key difference. But again, I agree with everything you say. I think this is an exciting moment for hip hop. That's how we open the show. I like that this is happening. I'm curious to see what happens. I think Drake, I think similar to Kanye, like if you just Kanye's not going to really come back with bar, like that's not what their strong suits are.
And Drake knows that shit. That's why Pusha T was like, no. Stop talking about Kanye. Kanye didn't do that. I cleared that up. It was your man's girl that was pillow talking that told me all the shit.
But what I'm saying is Kendrick is obviously a rap first rapper, where Drake is a hits first rapper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like to me, I'm like, you know, we're kind of expecting Drake to respond as if he's also a rap first.
But
rapper.
Drake has always said, I'm the best rapper. I'm the best rapper. It's not I'm the best. Artist. He's putting himself up there with the best rapper. That's why that whole ghostwriting shit kind of put a kink in his armor as well.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, you need a writer, you need a ghostwriter. You're reciting full verses. You know what I'm saying? Or half a full verses. So I think that's, you know, this is going to be interesting in that fact. But I want Drake to respond. I want Drake to fucking kick his back in. I do. I want this to be a sparring match. I don't want Drake to be like, yo, I'm gonna take the high road.
But that's the thing. It would obviously be fun if he did, but I think Drake is at a point where he's not. And honestly,
and that's two L's back to back for me.
But the thing is, who cares? Like,
yeah,
like,
no one's gonna care. The regular consumer is not gonna care, but I feel like Drake he still comes from that rapper era where this is gonna hurt him. He would never.
He's clearly hurt. He's talking, you know, he's clearly hurt.
Yeah.
But he's also at a, you know, in a place. He's a rap god right now. Like he is just on the top of the world, like how he runs his socials, how he interacts with people, the youth, like his celebrity appearance. Like he's on a different level than Kendrick is, as far as just like limelight and celebrity status and superstardom.
Yeah,
that like he's been through multiple beefs, two like song for song beefs.
Mm-hmm.
One went well, one didn't. Like, but that was also a different time of his career. Like, he is so certified and solidified right now that it's just different.
Well, that's why I think, like, to your point where you said, like, if we're just kind of analyzing the bars, like, and you felt it was weak. I'm sure Drake's sitting here like, all right, maybe again this could be a trap. Like he fell into this before, so maybe. You know,
yeah,
maybe just be more cautious before I drop something.
But here's the thing:
I think, and maybe this is a hot take. I truly believe, and again, Drake's been in massive hip hop beefs like through pop culture for more than Kendrick has.
Yeah,
I to be honest with you, I think if it was a legitimate rap beef, Drake would absolutely fucking kill Kendrick, depending on the content. If Kendrick came out with something that we didn't know.
He didn't kill Pusha T. How can we say that?
Nah, but let's name the rap beefs.
Hold on, wait. Let's name the rap beef. Meek? Who else? Meg Thee Stallion.
Wait, Drake?
Yeah, with Drake.
Joe Budden.
Joe Budden actually Kid ate Cuddy, him in those songs.
Tory Lanez.
If you listen to Joe Budden's songs, Joe Budden ate him in those songs.
I couldn't even tell you.
But the thing is, no one listened to
couldn't
the Joe
tell
Budden.
Exactly. The fact that the star dynamic
but
is
that's what
so
I'm saying
huge.
Now. But that's what yeah. I'm saying
no,
now.
No, but Kendrick is still the top three. He's in the top three no matter what people
I'm
say.
I'm not saying he's not, but I'm
no,
saying
but that's
if
why
it,
this
it
one,
no, he's not.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Kanye.
No, I'm talking about this generation. Kanye's a legend. I feel like Kanye is just legacy. He's a legacy act at this point.
Sure.
He'll do
but
whatever.
But he's still very much.
No, it's. But you know
still
what I'm
in the
saying?
Mix. He's still
as far
in the mix
as you know, people
have, I agree with Fingers.
This big three label has come out. So it's always been these three.
Yep.
And now this is creating the separation. This is where it's going to really be like, all right, who got the pen? We already know who sells. Who got the pen?
Yeah, but I mean, I think we all know that Kendrick is the better rapper. I think.
That's why Drake hasn't dropped yet.
But the thing is, I think it's one of those things, dude. I keep making the Batman references, but like, it's like the Batman version. Like the Joker had nothing to lose, and that's why he was so dangerous.
So Kendrick, stop sending puns.
Kendrick doesn't have really much to lose. All right,
so if Drake doesn't want to battle, stop sending puns. Stop sending little shots. That's the thing. You're doing all these shots. You're doing all these little things.
But at the same time, though, Drake is. What he's really good at is being like, I'm the fucking man. Look at you guys. Like, that's kind of what
and
his
that's
vibe
all
is
he
right
has.
Now.
And Kendrick's like, yo,
but because
money,
he is the man, he has the money, the fucking girls.
Money,
the,
power, respect. The last one's better. You guys are not listening to those things. And when he said, and when he said, Drake's last few projects have been lackluster, right? Your last few projects have been a light pack.
But the last
he's hinting at all these things that bother Drake.
But the issue I have is like for people that say like, oh, Drake probably doesn't have it anymore. Bro, he dropped like 5 songs that are just apps filled with fucking bars. Bro, the dude can still fucking write.
Nobody's talking about those. Are we talking about those anymore?
I am.
Which song?
What are the consensus? The consensus are not talking about Scary Hours, the last one that dropped. Yeah. No one's really talking about it. It came and it went. That didn't really stick. Drake went.
I don't know.
Try to do something.
That's kind of understood album, though.
You know, we tried to, but it didn't stick. Tell the truth. Did it come and did it go?
I mean,
personally, I'm just talking about the consensus.
Yeah,
in the
no,
whole,
no, no, no.
I don't
know.
I
understand what you're saying.
I don't want to speak on everybody else.
But I understand what you're saying.
I mean, but if we're talking about the broader aspect, you're a journalist. You're a journalist. You see the temperature. No one's really going back to those records.
Yeah.
Nobody's going back to those records. See what I'm saying? And not saying they're bad. I'm just saying like that came and went. So that I'm not really. I know Drake can do that. It's not a problem. But Drake, if Drake doesn't want the smoke, Drake needs to stop with these puns. Drake needs to stop going online, tapping in, doing this and that. Stop going on stage, doing this and that. Stop telling your boys to go on Twitter, sending out threats. Get in the fucking booth.
Yeah, that is valid. Yo, to your point too, I texted you guys this. I don't know if you saw it before we hopped on the podcast here, but Metro Boomin said that all of his stuff, like his phone, his Twitter,
got hacked.
Two days.
Fingers mentioned that off air, I think.
So 2 days before the album, and if you look at his phone records, it's all from Toronto numbers.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what are some great rap beefs in history here?
I think we alluded to like most of them. The 50 Cent Ja Rule is hilarious.
50 Cent Ja Rule is hilarious. I mean, 50 kind of ended Ja Rule's career in a lot of ways.
Basically,
I think the biggest one that's always going to be the biggest one is always Biggie and Tupac, just
number one,
you know who they were at the time,
and also because it never really ended.
Yeah, we kind of lost them young.
Yeah,
and that whole situation is so tangled up.
And actually, the beef is kind of what caused their deaths.
You know
like the other ones, they all came out pretty okay.
I mean, that's as real as it gets.
Yeah.
I think Nas and Jay-Z, obviously a massive one too. That was
huge.
Fucking sick. I mean, let's put it this way, right? Say what you want, but the Drake and Meek Mill one, I mean, to have back-to-back be like a platinum song.
Grammy-nominated song
for a diss record, that's massive.
Meek just did an off-the-radar freestyle wearing a OVO chain.
I did see that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, man.
Crazy. One of the best diss tracks of all time, No Vaseline. So we have Ice Cube and N.W.A.
Yep, No Vaseline. That was definitely huge.
50 Cent in the game.
What about, I mean, Eminem has some pretty crazy rap.
MGK.
MGK, and, but like even before that, like the Mariah Nick Cannon stuff was wild. Insane. Insane.
Yeah, Eminem's interesting because he definitely punches really low. Yeah. Like I would love to see.
I think
like imagine Kendrick versus Eminem, the bars that would come out of that. Oh my God.
That would
God.
Be insane.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it's just like, I love it. I love this energy. We need this energy back in hip hop. All this kumbaya shit that's been going on.
I like
on.
It. It's going to be very interesting to see what the next couple months look like.
Dude, I wonder.
And what happens. And I wonder if you know.
So do you think Drake is going to drop this record or no?
I don't know.
Like a direct diss record, like back to back.
I don't know. Like he just really doesn't need to, and I think he's on the tour. Like first of all, I don't think he has the time. Is one dude on fucking tour right now?
When is his tour over?
I don't fucking know.
May. So I think May 15th.
So, but like around at that point, is it late? Like you know what I mean? Like I don't know. I think he's riding on too many highs right now. That like it's kind of like eh. Like I think he looks at it. And he's like, it's gonna pass. The album wasn't that good.
There, you know what I mean? But this is gonna bother him.
I'm sure it kept him up at night.
I bet he's gonna make time, to be honest with you.
It's gonna bother him.
I hope he makes time, honestly.
Drake, please. I mean, shut him up. I'm not, you got it in you. I mean,
hey, yo.
I think Kendrick is ready to go to. I think Kendrick's ready to go to war. I think he's ready to kind of like put this whole thing like. This is what he got. This is what he got to show y'all. I mean, he has the accolades. He has the most Grammys out of them both. We didn't talk about that.
Also, to your points next.
Yeah, Kendrick has the most Grammys out of Drake and J. Cole.
Does he really?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
And because it's pure artistry.
It is art.
You're not going to get... What you're getting from Kendrick, you're not going to get from Drake. You're never going to get that. Drake is consumer-based. Kendrick is trying to push the needle. Kendrick is more artistry. Kendrick is more, you know, conceptual rap.
To be honest, I don't think Fingers is wrong.
They're just too different. It's two different lanes.
I think Kendrick's last two albums, Drake doesn't even want to do.
No.
But if we look at Damn had a lot of melody, had a lot of radio, and honestly, club.
That was his, and people were, and I don't know if you know, but when he dropped this last two albums, which were more in-depth, you know, spiritual and you know, with his personal
commentary.
Conscious commentary. Like, people were like, yo, don't, we don't want this. We want Damn.
I think...
And this is what's... This
but
is
Damn, but Damn, but Damn me, I think, is a comparable album to something like a Nothing Was the Same or a Take Care.
And I think this is the verse that came out. He's like, I can do this shit, guys.
I think... If you look at Kendrick's catalog, obviously Good Kid, Mad City definitely falls in that end of the spectrums. I think he goes back and forth between doing these... super artist heavy albums because he did To Pimp a Butterfly, then he came back with Damn, then he came back with Mr. Big.
Damn is after To Pimp a Butterfly, yeah,
correct. And then he
you
did
know what I, mean.
I forget what the last album
I
Damn
mean
is.
Which is very needed. I mean, like, we're human, we go through things, we want to relate to certain things,
right.
So like when I was going through stuff, I listened to the album and I related completely. That's why I have a certain, like, you know, love for it, because I'm like, you know, and a lot of people are going to go back to those albums later on in life and be like, I respect this shit. The same thing with Kanye. People went back when 808s dropped, everyone hated that shit. People went back to it. It was like, yo, this shit is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
This shit touched my heart.
Kanye, you know what I'm saying? What do you say? Influenced the last 20 years of... Influence or invented?
Yo, he put himself...
Invented.
Invented, right? Invented, yeah. Invented is crazy.
Yeah, invented.
I think he misspoke.
No.
He definitely misspoke.
For him to say, I invented...
Every genre,
future, he misspoke. Future's genre of hip-hop.
I think the few genres in hip-hop that have emerged was as far as the melody rapper and
But I don't think
like
I don't think it's genre. I think it's like full sound. Like, I think sound it's like
sound. And style.
It's, I think... Which he's
sub-genre.
Not wrong. Like,
no.
I think, again, yeah, the super auto-tune. Like, I mean, if we think of some of our biggest artists, Travis, Juice WRLD, who, despite his death, is still one of, like, the biggest artists.
And he said it, if it wasn't for this album.
Yeah. So I get what he's saying. And I think even, like, when we think of, like, a Chance the Rapper, too, the backpack rap, like, all of this stuff is very much...
Yay, so bass.
Like, he's not wrong, but he's also
he
not
inserted
right.
himself. He's like, his tweet was crazy. He's like, "Yo, I killed Kendrick. I killed. I killed this.
I was like, Kanye, this is not your moment. I was like, no one's talking about you right now.
But he was wrong.
And then he posted no more parties in L.A. on his story. Like he's definitely trying.
You think he killed Kendrick on? Hold on, I'm trying to remember.
No,
another part. Yeah, I think Kendrick did.
Kendrick murdered him.
I think both of them did.
Fucking did sick. I love that song.
But I don't think like I think kind of being like I murdered him. I gotta be like,
yeah, no. I think Kendrick definitely got him on that verse. But hey, look, I hope Drake drops it. This is good for hip hop. I think this is gonna be great for his career as well if he comes back with a banger and like shuts everybody up. Like, yo, y'all don't fuck with me. I think it will solidify him even more if he does. I think if he doesn't, it's something that's going to hang over his shoulder for a while and it's going to bother him.
Yep. And to the point I was trying to make too with the albums, we got some WD-40 for that door.
Hello!
Johnny! Hey. The point I'm making with like the track record of Kendrick's projects and like, you know, he does more hits versus artistry, it is lining up that it's Kendrick is now, you know, it's trending in the direction that, hey, I might be back to make some fucking hits and I got some shit to say.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I'm just sad that we're not going to get some fucking, you know what I'm saying, some fucking nasty shit from Drake and Future as a duo anymore.
Drake and Ross?
Or Drake and Metro.
I'm more sad about the
Drake and Metro.
I'm the most sad probably about Drake and Ross.
Drake and Ross make some good music. But I did want to bring up something else. Some listener sent this to us. This is a clip that I'm going to be playing from Instagram from our friends at The Road Podcast, another great DJ podcast.
Shout out to The Road.
That you should listen to when we're in between our episodes.
Of course.
But this was an interesting conversation that I'm going to play here. All right. Here we go.
Is open format because you can't please everybody nowadays. It's impossible. Trying to play Ski and John Summit in the same night.
Yeah.
That table's going to be happy when Ski gets played. That table's going to be happy when John Summit gets played. It's so like sectioned off.
I disagree because I think open format is better than ever right now.
Can you give an example?
I'm able to play way more different genres for different decades now than I ever was in the past 10 years. I've watched Loud Luxury, and when I hear their set, it's the most open format EDM set I've ever heard.
Yeah. Same thing with the Chainsmokers.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, Chainsmokers is like, I feel like it's almost like a karaoke act sometimes. You know what it is? It's almost like theater.
I went to Zouk not long ago, and was performing.
Okay.
Mm. And it was open format. Like he was playing.
He was?
He was playing Bad Bunny. And like he was playing everything.
Whoa.
Like, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Was everybody happy the entire time? Or was that person happy when that happened and that person happy when that happened? That's what I'm saying. Like the specialty rooms, when you drop a song, everybody likes that song at the same time. When you're in a well-curated open format room,
yeah,
you play, you know, a certain style, three tables might love it and one table is like.
So basically, what the argument is someone is saying open format is dying. The other person is saying, well, open format is actually in some of the in its best form that they've seen in the last few years. Very interesting topic since all three of us are open format DJs.
Yep.
And I've seen a lot online of people who are non-open format DJs talking about their opinions on open format DJs and open format DJs talking their opinions of non-open format DJs. I think it's a very interesting topic that we can bring up here. What are your guys' thoughts on open format DJing and the state of open format DJing?
I feel like open format DJing, you can do, like, you don't have to be super extreme with it. Music is so intertwined and mixing these days where you don't have to go all the way to the extreme pop and all the way down to the extreme trap to be an open format night. There's the in-betweens where you're not getting so much of a culture shock where you're not vibing anymore. There's DJs that just can't mix it right and they are not curating the right songs after another to make that shit flow. That's the problem. Dudes are not too versatile in picking the right tracks to keep the floor moving to where you can cater to everybody else to where, hey, it doesn't matter if you're a trap guy. At one point, you vibing to a Justin Timberlake. I can play Justin Timberlake. You're going to bob your head. You know that song. You know what I'm saying? But it's knowing when to do that. Like, there are power records and there are records where you know, you follow by the that those power records protect to keep the night flowing. And I think dudes don't understand that concept. They just think if I play a reggaeton song and a trap song that's, you know, right after it, or a hip hop song that's right after, that's just open format. There's still a formula to it that keeps the dance floor moving. It's not just playing genre to genre and BPM to BPM.
Couldn't have said it better myself. There's ways to do it, you know, and I think, how do I want to say this? I think with like social media, dude, I sounded so labored when I said that. I was
like, look, just stressed out over there.
He's just saying y'all suck.
Yo, I think in all honesty, with the power of social media and stuff, you know, it definitely shines a light on, I guess the word I want to use is mediocrity. In terms of what open format DJing is, you know, like the best like open format blends aren't the ones that are getting like the highest traction on social media. And there's guys that are just getting bookings, you know, just because, you know, they're popping on the TikTok and shit. I think true open format DJs know that open format is at its peak right now. Maybe not, backtrack, not at its peak, but like it's in a really great place right now. And you know, I feel like speaking for us, I feel like you could put us in any room anywhere and we're going to know how to move the needle. While also like, even if it's like a certain Taylor night, we know that there's records that we can play that definitely like, hey, maybe it's a Latin night, but I know I can definitely hit some hip hop.
Hell yeah.
And fucking make everybody happy.
Hell yeah.
Dude, there's ways to do it and maintain the integrity of the night. And I know there's a lot of people that DJ that can't do the same.
Yeah.
You suck.
Yeah.
You fucking suck. That's what he's trying to say right now too. You suck.
I don't know where to start with this.
Oh shit. A lot of you motherfuckers sound stupid.
No. It's not what I'm struggling with. It's more of Okay. I think it depends on, right, the kind of DJ you want to be and what you want out of DJing, right? To me, being an open format guy, a guy that loves music, a guy that wants to talk about music, that's why we're here, study music. I don't understand someone who wants to be a DJ just to focus on one kind of music. I just don't understand it. And with DJing, when you focus on one kind of music, that's only one kind of DJing. So I'm very confused by people that are want to be linear, that want to be one dimensional, right? And I'm a look in the camera when I say this. If you DJ one genre or one kind of music, what you do is not difficult, because what makes DJing really hard is the whole being in different rooms, dealing with different kinds of people, different kinds of vibes, and seeing what you got. How can you adjust? That is the sport. To me, the sport of DJing is the adjustment. It's the preparation. And it is, how can you go into something kind of with a blind eye and walk out being like, I shut that shit down. That's the sport to me. If the sport to you is, I know exactly what I'm going to play every time I play it because it's the same thing, more power to you, but I'll DJ circles around you. Like,
amen.
Because I just have a different level of psychology. I just have a different level of experience than you do. Now, what a comment that one of the DJs, you know, that was on that clip said was the kind of curated nights where it's like a specific genre. Like, again, if I go to a Fisher show, I know what I'm walking into and I want to hear Fisher do what Fisher does. Play his hits. It's going to be really extended, stretched out 3-4 minute versions of tracks before we go to the next one. But that's what I went for. And so when we hear a Fisher hit, when he finally plays Losing It, the place is going to go crazy because everyone is there for the same reason. That's why you go to a Fisher show, right? But that is not the same process and experience as going to a nightclub in a downtown insert city here. Mm-hmm. It's not, right? Unless Fisher makes the appearance, right? So
you're talking about, and what they're talking about is like the top 1% of like DJs that make it to that level in that pocket.
And it's typically because of what they produced.
Correct.
Not because of their DJ style.
Correct.
Right? Not because of, And that's the thing about producer DJs is like, are you a producer first or a DJ first, right? Are you a producer that that has to DJ to make money off of the music you made, or are you a DJ that has been DJing and you know decide to make a song? Those are two different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And things are changing. You know, we have someone like a Jazzy Jeff, a Miles Medina, who if they're coming into town, I want to go and see what they do, not because they have a song that I want to hear them play, like Fisher. I want to see what they do,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, we have to kind of bring the scope back into the 90% of DJs, right? Of people that are just trying to like work as much as possible and work weekly nights and everything like that. Why are you focused on one thing? And then you complain to me. How do I get more gigs, Snacks? How do I get as many gigs as you? Well, you DJ X genre. There's only 5 nights that exist for X genre, and you're not the best at X genre. And even if you were the best, you're still not going to get all 5 every month.
And there's also 50 other DJs.
And there's 50 other DJs that are
doing
what you do.
The exact same thing.
Now, if you were open format and more versatile, you can do 10 different parties, and maybe you can get 2 gigs at each of them per month. All of a sudden, you have 20 gigs in a month. Because you can be put in that room, that room, that room, that room, that room, and that room. It's really not rocket science, right? Now, as far as crowds go, because they talked about crowds and the tables, right? The guy said, you play Ski, that makes table 1 happy. And you play John Summit to make table 2 happy, right? And that's very true. That's not easy to do, but that's the sport.
We do it every weekend.
You see what I'm saying?
We do it every weekend.
What determines how good of an open format DJ you are. And that's why you might get a residency and the other guy might not, because they can't do it, right? That's the hard part about it. And that's why when I hear 80 BPM Ski-E as a 126 house remix, I get really fucking annoyed.
That's not, open format
that's
DJing.
That's not open format DJing, bro.
That's
that is
bad.
You.
Stop
that
sending,
is you,
stop
is
sending
you,
me mixes that you say are open format with everything as 128 BPM edits.
And it's like, dude, you're making a song that is not supposed to be like that or sound like that. Do that because you can't figure it out. That's what that tells me.
Mm.
Because you have one lane, one ability. You only have one superpower. You are Aquaman. And guess what? We're on Earth. There's no fish around. You see what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying?
Yo,
hey, when we're in the ocean,
hit the fucking bomb on that bitch, bro.
When we're in the ocean,
snags, baby.
You're the man. You're great. But guess what? I can also swim.
I can hold my breath for.
I can
long
hold
time.
My breath for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Long time.
But yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like. You're fucking Aquaman on Earth. So what are you going to do?
There's a lot of these motherfuckers out here that boast their chest up, that get nominated for certain awards, and then I DJ a night before them, and it stays packed. It stays packed till 1:30 until the lights go on, and then I hear your night's getting cleared out at 11:30, and they shut down early. I don't want to hear y'all motherfuckers talk about y'all the best anymore. I don't want to hear.
Wait, I feel like we're having a different conversation now.
I don't want to hear.
We talked about the Kendrick and Drake last
time. Yeah, clear out. I don't want to hear y'all motherfuckers talk about you're the best anymore. I don't want to hear y'all motherfuckers talk about, hey, you pushed the new year, this and that. You're all fucking talk. Cut that bullshit out. Cut the fucking Facebook post talk about, hey, Trent, let me educate you guys in this. No, you're part of the problem. You clear the dance floor. I call you Mr. Clear Out. All right? You are Mr. Clear Out. Clear it out. Hey, everybody leave. You don't know how to do that. So don't give nobody fucking advice, because we hear about you. It's a small fucking city. We hear about you. Don't make me Kendrick control your ass, because I'll do it. I see a lot of y'all motherfuckers out here talking like you guys push the fucking needle when the only thing is you're pushing the people out the fucking door. Relax. Sorry.
I wish I stayed in the car talking to my mom. That was scary.
Wait, I feel like this is a different conversation now.
It's the same convo. Same convo.
Is it?
Same convo.
Okay, you good? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, guys. I'm good,
okay,
guys.
Thank you. Fingers.
Fingers.
But yeah, open format DJing is hard.
No one said it was easy.
I think the bigger question is more so about crowds, right? And what they need, what their needs are, what their expectations are. in this social media driven world. They're seeing so many blends on Instagram, on TikTok. They're seeing so many, oh, but I saw this DJ do this. All the DJs at my city never do this. They're like, yeah, they do, bro. You know what I mean? You're going to this.
Stop playing Bill.
They do. And I think, you know, I think we are putting so much, you know, high expectations on these DJs, but we're not holding these crowds accountable. You know what I mean? There was a time in which you had to be a certain musical IQ to even be here, to even attend this party. I remember when there was the hipster parties and the cool kid parties, the celebrity parties. You couldn't even be in that room if you weren't in the scene, if you weren't fucking, you know, you weren't on the same level or the same kind of vibe as the people or the DJ. And now it's kind of flipped where it's like, we have to adjust to anybody that comes into that room. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's kind of like the microwave era where everything is just at your fingertips, where you can just curate your own playlist and you're choosing your type of song.
But that's my thing. These people, like, in the whole fucking phone thing, like putting, I'm like, first of all, you look fucking stupid. You look corny, dude. Stop. Put your, especially the guys.
Play this song.
Okay. If you're a guy at a club and you're like, oh let me type a song in my phone and like put it up for the DJ. Bro, why are you bothering me? There's 500 girls here and you're talking to me. You're bothering me. Go find a beautiful woman, get her a drink, have fun. You paid $40 to see me to bother me. Think of, like, it's just so weird to me. And the songs are like locker room songs. They're dumbass songs. The same song that you played on your way to the gym, that you played at the gym, that you played on your way back from the gym, that you played while you were getting ready, that you played while you pregamed, the same song that you played on your way to the club, you want to hear again at the club. You're bothering me. And it's a bad song, bro. It's not even the vibe. And you know what? You're scaring the hoes away. And that makes me upset because I love women and I'm a women's first DJ.
Yes!
I'm a ladies first DJ.
Yes! I don't give a fuck what you and your dweeby ass friend want to hear, because you guys are, you know what? You've only bought 2 Coronas. You know what I mean? That's not really making the bar money. You know what I'm saying? But these women over here, they're having a great time and all the guys around them want to get them like real drinks. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so I'm going to ignore you. I'm going to pay attention to them. And you know what? They all want my number. And you're like just over there. So stop that.
Go get sturdy with your guys in the corner.
You know
please.
What I'm saying?
Go get sturdy with your guys in the corner.
Listen, we're going to get to you. Trust me.
We'll get there.
We always
will. But I want them to have fun first. When they're comfortable with me and I'm comfortable with them, I'll think about you. And that requires, it still sucks. So like, hey, you know what? You know what's a great idea? Leave. Go in your car. Play the song. And you and your friends can fuck each other.
There you go.
That's a great idea.
All Diddy.
Now, oh my God. Now, wait, but ladies, you're not off the hook either. Listen, I get you're pretty. I get it's your friend's birthday. I get it. But come on.
I'm not playing it right now.
Hey, I might get to it. Hey,
I got you.
Suggestion, I know the song.
Work with me.
I know the song.
I'm going to get there.
Yeah, work with me.
But like, trust me. You know what I mean?
Coming up first. Like, and then you get your fucking friend that I see you hanging out with to come ask for the same fucking song. As I told you.
You ain't slick.
I'm going to fucking play it.
You ain't slick. And I'd be like, yo, I told your fucking annoying ass friend that I'd play it later, but now you're pissing me off. Now I'm going to wait 20 more minutes. See what I'm saying? Mm. Trust me.
Club etiquette. Trust etiquette.
But it's like, why are we going out then? Why are you go out to bother the DJ? That, like, think, like, really think, like, in what other world, like, there's just no other industry, world, business, profession in which that happens. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like,
imagine going to the bank.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and just letting the teller have it.
In every other business, and like, you wait in line.
Yeah.
You wait your turn. And sometimes you don't get what you want. And guess what? Life goes on. You know, you're going to be okay. And you know what's crazy? When you boil it down, you know what? Why you're so upset? Because the song you wanted to hear didn't play. That's why you're upset.
Boo.
I've
seen people's whole night be like, oh, you didn't play my fucking song. That was your takeaway of the whole night?
Dude, no one's dancing right now. Turn around. Look at the fucking room. Everyone's having a fucking blast.
Yeah.
You're not doing a good job.
I'll sing to that person out and I'll be like, Look at the one person that's not having fun. And then and they're like, and I'm like, yeah, because you're not a vibe, bro. And when you're not a vibe, you get no shorties. Shorties like vibes, and you have none. Because you're requesting, fuck it. I'm not even gonna get into this.
Listen, we know what we're doing. We're here to do our fucking jobs. Okay. If you have a request, cool, give us your request. Move the fuck on. Don't ask me again. Don't ask me again. We got this.
The best is like, excuse me, do you think I can make a song suggestion? Yeah, how many years have you been DJing? Oh, none? Oh, wow. So why do you think you have the credibility to make a suggestion right now?
I kind of want to get to a point where clubs like kind of like they have like a no internet zone where it kind of just blocks off all phone activity.
Like going as to like a show, like in, a Joe Rogan comedy show. You put your fucking phone.
That's what I'm saying. Like you don't do this in like if you're the, like that's the same energy as if you heckle a comedian. Like this just bad vibes. You're not a good person,
dude. Those clips. I'm like, yeah.
And my thing is like. Oh, I lost my train of thought because I'm just so fucking mad. I lost my train of thought.
This happens a lot.
I don't know how
we
got here.
Too much.
I don't know what we got.
Long story short, we know what we're doing. Go out, have a good fucking time. There's a bunch of girls.
Oh, yeah. Open format DJing is the best fucking DJing in the world.
Yeah.
Number one, I will say this, you know, for all the people, this is what cracks me up to Fingers' point, talking about like people curating their own playlist. People are the first people to share something on their Spotify recap. Look how many fucking different genres that I listen to, blah, blah, blah. First of all, no one gives a fuck. But second of all, where are those people? Dude, there are parties in the city. Shout out Curated. Come check us out next Sunday. There are parties in the city that have, you know, it's open format, you know. Come join. If you listen to all genres, you love music like we do. Come join us. Why don't you fucking actually take part in something productive?
Every fucking Friday at Bodega. It's called the social room.
Come there.
Buy a fucking drink and just fucking dance. Vibe out. There's a bunch of beautiful women around. There's a bunch of, you know, some good looking dudes in there vibing. Like, cut it out. Like, just come in and we'll show y'all how to fucking party.
Just because we're complaining, I have a lot of feelings. Just because we're complaining, my thing is when, let's say if it's a hip hop night, right? It's been promoted to hip-hop night. It's been advertised as hip-hop night. It's a fucking hip-hop night. And you come in requesting reggaeton, right? And you have the phone number that says reggaeton. It's like, yo, why didn't you go to a Latin night? If that's what you wanted to hear that night and that's what you're into, why are you here?
Because or do more fucking research. If you didn't know, do research to where you're fucking going,
bro. And because you made a mistake, you're going to make like my life harder and ruin my
put a pow face on.
This DJ, you know what?
I'll call you out. I'll stop the music and make you look stupid. I've done it. Yeah. I do it all
the
time.
But that's my thing. Like, we're not holding crowds accountable. Yeah. If you want Afrobeats, there's great Afrobeats parties all over the city. Go to them, find them, and you're gonna be so happy finding like-minded people that like the same kind of music and blah blah blah. But don't go to random night. Don't throw a door at the fucking map.
Don't go to a hip-hop night.
And then be mad when they're not playing it. And be surprised why, I'm the one person that wants it. You're not listening to me.
Don't go to a hip-hop night and expect me to play a half hour straight of a Latin set.
If I want Indian food, if I want to eat Indian food, why would I go to McDonald's?
Why would you go to the North End and get some nice chicken palm?
And then go to the cashier and be like, And put my phone in the face being like, yo, Indian food, you got it, make it.
You got no chicken tikka?
Why don't you?
You got no chicken tikka?
Stop.
What?
You wouldn't do these things in other contexts.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Just like, stop bothering me. Please,
You know what caused this all? When they got rid of dodgeball in gym class, that's what caused this.
People stopped playing Sting, you know what I'm saying? Tennis ball off the wall.
You know what?
Oh my God, that my back. I was like,
people stopped. You know what? Actually, I'm not going to say this on the air. I can't do this.
Say it.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. I'm like, I can't go. I can't. This is too on the record. I can't do this.
Yo, check us out every Friday, Bodega Lounge. RSVP is the best way to get yourself in there. It's limited capacity. We're trying to create a vibe. Come through with your boy Snacks, Kenny V, Fingers and Friends. It's called the Social Room. It's the lounge and bodega. It's a vibe. I trust you. You will not regret it. Come through.
Absolutely. And thanks so much again for listening. Shout out all of our listeners, everyone interacting online. You know, it's been a nice kind of like uptick and a lot of interaction, a lot of engagement that we're really, really appreciating. And it's a lot of fun for us.
I have a question. Hold on. Stop God the music.
Damn it.
Hey, Phil.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, Phil. Were you watching porn?
Hold on. He has a mic. Let him talk.
Were you watching porn while recording us a few pods back?
No, I was on Twitch.
He's watching porn right now?
I think it was.
He put the screen down. He tilted episode, the screen down.
EJ? On this episode, Phil had some like OD titties on the screen.
Well,
for the
are you
like
Phil?
10 minutes.
He was on like Cam Soda, something like that.
Streamers. Is he watching anime? Oh, he's watching a Twitch streamer.
Like tits out and all
like,
that
like
shit.
Like a gamer, like a
name Asian Bunny. Yeah, pretty
good. Pretty good. Phil, you're so Asian. It's like you're Phil. I know, like you are Asian, but you are the most Asian person I know. But I love it. Wait, can you turn your camera around? What do we got? Oh, God. You were watching that this whole time?
Her titties is out, bro.
Her ass is out.
What is she doing to
she
that cat?
She is petting her cat.
She's in like laundry. Bro, are you serious? This is what you do when we record?
This is porn.
Hey, do you see this?
That is porn.
Yeah, that is porn. Give me HR's email.
You go to Diddy parties, huh?
I thought, the whole time, I thought you're like monitoring
yeah,
the cameras.
I thought you were like, yeah,
engaged with us.
Fuck, no wonder I look like shit every fucking podcast.
What? You think I'm doing a bad job?
You're just watching.
You're watching porn.
Half naked women
Dude,
all day.
I don't know what's going on here.
I gotta get this behind us.
Yo, no, we gotta make this a clip. We gotta make this a clip.
Yeah, Phil, come on.
Make this a clip.
I'm gonna cut this out.
Phil, come on. I'm gonna cut this out.
You're trying to really expose me.
Nah, yo, that's great. Hey, Phil,
we love you.
Hey, listen, man, you're not doing anything I wouldn't do.
Do you, King?
Jesus.
Big titty Asian bitches.
This guy, you know.
Yeah. All right, thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Good night.